I think I'm doing everything I can each and every day to get better and put on film what I can do. I mean, I get open, I think, as well as anybody in the game. The blocking's coming along well. I don't think it's a negative aspect of my game anymore. But coach makes the final decision, whatever he wants, I do. I mean, earlier in the year, I might have taken it personally, but now I'm just kind of taking it in stride. But, I mean, I do want to be on the field, but that's not my call.
Was it hard to go from taking it personally to kind of just...
I think it was a big maturation process for myself. Kind of a stubborn 23-year-old to a mature 23-year-old, 24-year-old now. So, it is what it is. I can only control what I can control, and that's doing the best I can each and every play.
You mentioned the blocking, how you don't think it's a negative part of your game. There's the perception out there that that's the reason you're not playing. You think that's fair?
I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. People want to say what they want to say. I don't think it's a negative part. I mean, Brent is just probably the best blocking tight end in the league right now. That's not really something I can control. I'm not really worried about what other people can do better than me or what I do better than other people. I just try to focus on getting better every day, and that's all I can do.
Chip also said that Tennessee plays a lot of cover zero. Do you guys like your chops as, you know, as tight ends?
Yes and no. If they run a lot of cover zero, a lot of the time we're still in protection, so we don't get to run the routes per se. That's kind of more the receiver's job.
How long did it take you to go from taking it personally to kind of digesting and processing it?
You know, it was just, I mean, I was beating myself up over it. I was really hard on myself. I wasn't playing. If I had one negative play, I kind of, it affected the next play. And obviously in this league, that can kind of spiral out of control. I mean, not to say that it happened, but it kind of affected me on and off the field. And, I mean, it's just what I've learned from being in this league is that you can't take things personally. Obviously, I want to be on the field each and every play, but that's not what I can control.
How did you turn the corner on that?
I had a good talk with the tight end coaches. They kind of sat me down and just said, hey, you're doing a great job. Don't be so hard on yourself. I have two great tight end coaches in Justin and Ted and two other great tight ends in our tight end room in Brent and James. So I've learned a lot from them.
So at what point, do you remember when that was?
It was a few weeks ago. I don't know the exact date.
Did you reach out to them or did they kind of notice?
Yeah, the attitude maybe wasn't as up to par as it should have been. Obviously, I'm a selfless player. I haven't raised any concerns in the media. But I think, like I say, I was getting a little frustrated by not being on the field, and I can't control that. All I can control is going out there and give my best each and every play.